This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to the first edition of Washington All United for 2020. I'm David Fair, and in this ongoing series, we explore issues of equity and opportunity through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Beginning today, the United Way is conducting a 21-day equity challenge that is open to all in the county. You can find out all about the challenge and your opportunities by visiting the UWWC website or linking through our page at WEMU.org. Now, while the challenge is going on, we're going to be exploring some of the components of our community that are dealing with these issues of inequity on a daily basis and working toward a better future by addressing them. Today, my guests are twofold. We have from the Ann Arbor YMCA, Tony Kayumi. Tony is president and CEO of the Ann Arbor Y, and thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
And our second guest is Monica Ross Williams. And Monica is Ypsilanti Township trustee who is, and we're going to tell you all about it, working in partnership with the YMCA to make a difference on the eastern side of the county. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I want to start with you, Tony. As we talk about this equity challenge, what appealed to the YMCA as an organization about participating in one way or another?
Well, the YMCA is committed to diversity, inclusion, equity, and global innovation efforts because a very strong portion of our mission statement, the last two words, are for all. And in order to be able to be for all, we have to be able to address some of the societal issues that exist. You can't just look at band-aiding and addressing symptoms. You have to be able to go to the root cause of the problems. And with that, systems change is required. And hence, equity plays a large portion in that, not just equality, but dealing with equity.
And Monica Ross Williams, I don't need to point out to you that on the eastern side of Washtenaw County in Ypsilanti Township, there are without question issues of racism, racial injustice, socioeconomic injustices. So when we talk about equity, how important is it to you in your professional life to get these issues addressed?
When I think about equity, I also think about it on a broad sense because throughout, in my opinion, the state of Michigan, there can be equity problems. But once we censor that on the eastern side of the county, I think a lot of the things that I see is really accessibility, right? Is it accessibility to healthy foods, accessibility to healthy activities, accessibility to housing, accessibility to things that would make the total quality of life better for eastern side residents. And so for me professionally, one of the things that I have been trying to go forward with is initiatives and partnerships that will enhance and improve the total quality of life. That way, eastern side of the county residents feel as if they're as much of Washtenaw County inclusion as any resident in Washtenaw County. And I think that's very important.
You know, it has been said all change starts at home. And with that in mind, Tony, is the YMCA staff in Ann Arbor using this as an opportunity, this 21-day equity challenge, to create those conversations within the institution so that it might be carried out and into the community?
Absolutely. Equity is a big part of our conversation. Our staff have been trained in dimensions of diversity, cultural lenses. Our board of directors are also offered that same opportunity, and we welcome our community collaborative partners to be trained as well. So having this opportunity to work in collaboration with the United Way and other organizations who care about equity was a great opportunity for us to even be able to do this more. And so we're very excited to be a part of this.
This is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor YMCA President and CEO Tony Kayumi and Ypsilanti Township Trustee Monica Ross Williams. This is the first day of the United Way of Washtenaw County's 21-day equity challenge. And I want to explore this with both of you. Tony, what was it about inequality, injustice, and perhaps in your younger life that drove you to the profession you've chosen?
Well, as an Asian American, you often face different types of unconscious and conscious biases that impact your life. I had a number of those things happen throughout my childhood as well into adulthood. And when that situation impacts you personally, perhaps it makes you more sensitive to inequality issues that impact other individuals, be it through racism, diverse abilities, LGBTQ status, whatever the reason might be that a culture or community or an individual is being marginalized. I think that's something that everyone should care about because our organization, our community, will not do well until every member of our community does well.
And Monica Ross Williams, same question. What were some of the barriers that were put forth before you that made you decide that work needed to be done and you needed to be a part of the solution?
Well, I have lived in this area pretty much most of my entire life, which allowed me the opportunity to see things on a historical basis as it related to some of the work that was done on the civil rights aspect in the south side of Ypsilanti. Mm-hmm. And growing up and watching those leaders basically gave me the forward to continue in any way that I could the work that they had already laid the path for. And when I look at the area as a whole, I see that we have had a lot of growth, but in the same aspect, we still have setbacks. We still have issues trying to include everyone inside of the purple lens, making sure that we're making a whole community whole with being able to take advantage of all the opportunities. And so with that, that's one of the things that I can commit to do, and I continue to go forward with and work with initiatives that are looking to make the entire community whole.
Once again, our conversation with Ann Arbor Y President and CEO Tony Kayumi and Ypsilanti Township Trustee Monica Ross Williams continues on 89.1 WEMU's Washtenaw United. And there is a greater reason that the two of these women are sitting here at the table today, and that is because of partnership. If you were listening to WEMU last month, then you heard Ypsilanti Township and the Ann Arbor Y have come into I don't mind characterizing as a historic agreement that's going to perhaps change opportunity on the eastern side of the county. And Tony, how exciting is it for you to be able to put forth a fully encompassing recreational center that is so much more?
It is very exciting for me and for the community, and everybody can be a part of this. It is going to need to be a public, private, corporate, nonprofit collaboration for it to be successful.
It takes a village, right?
Absolutely. And we want to hear the whole community's voice on what it is they feel that they need. We've already done community needs assessment online surveys. We've done community stakeholder in-person meetings, and we're going to do more. Because what's important at this is it's not just a community center. We want to be at the center of community and for all to feel welcome, to have buy-in, to have voice, and know that this is their YMCA and that it belongs to all of us.
And Monica Ross Williams, obviously, the township putting forth the land that will allow this to become reality, and a no-brainer from the Township Board of Trustees?
I would say yes, it is. And the reason why is because if we go back and we look at our master plans and also basically our most recent park and recreation five-year master plan, one of the things that rated extremely high is the need for expanded recreation and opportunities. Now, opportunities is the second half of this, and I think that's critically important because the residents rated that they were looking for more health, social, and holistic aspects, along with including different types of recreation. And so when we look at that as a township board, and our residents have already basically said that this is something that they're looking for, plus we're looking at it from a cross-collaborative basis with our other municipalities, where we as a community need to include all of those aspects. And I think it's critically important that when we look at this potential partnership and center, we're looking at it as a cross-collaborative basis to bring all of the community together on the eastern side of the county, which is critically important.
And from your perspective, you've been working in Ann Arbor for so long, Tony, and the YMCA has made a difference in a variety of different ways and continues to address inequities and lack of opportunities in a number of ways. How is that going to translate when you move to the eastern side and the other side of US 23, in addition to what you're doing in Ann Arbor?
It will allow us to have even greater impact. Equity issues are extremely important to us, and knowing that the east side deserves the same thing that Ann Arbor has. And so some of the things that we offer as an organization are financial scholarship assistance, because we want everybody to be able to participate in our youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility programs, regardless of their economic situation. We've already been doing programs like Y on the Fly, East Washtenaw Basketball League. We have an early childhood development center in the former Chapel Elementary School in Ypsilanti. We're doing the Young Women Making Waves programs. We've done LGBTQ dinner dances. equity is important to us. Providing programs that are free and or affordable is important to us. Quality childhood education as early as possible is important to us. When we look at the new facility, we're looking at things like summer camp, youth sports, adult sports, before and after school care, an early childhood development center, the things that you would imagine in a recreational center as well. You have the natatorium, a pool facility, a health and wellness floor, group exercise studios, all of those things, but also education being a big component of it, socialization, safe space being a big component of it, so that the whole community can come together in a place and it can be a bridge builder for all to be able to find unity in their relationships with each other.
And Monica, what she has just described perfectly aligns with much of the work that you've been trying to do with in Ypsilanti Township and throughout the eastern side of Washtenaw County. So are these services something that we've not seen at this level before, or is it a supplement to what it is that is already being accomplished?
Well, I'm sure, David, that you are aware that Ypsilanti Township does have a community center.
Oh, yeah.
It has been operating for quite some time. But in the same aspect, that community center is limited and landlocked. So as for expanding that facility, that would not be an option at this time. And the residents basically have said that they want more. And I believe if you expand that to the broader eastern side of the county, looking at the opportunities that would be provided by this Y facility, I don't think that there is an entity at this point that serves all of those needs in one area. There are various, groups and organizations, and the work that they do is commendable. But being able to have it all in one space, I think that is something that would be a remarkable achievement for the eastern side of Washtenaw County.
I think this is a pretty important brick in the foundation of changing the future of this side of the county?
Oh, most definitely. I look at the next, if you want to go there, 5, 10, to 20 years, and I look at basically what's going to be the future once this facility is in place and what is going to be the impact of social outcomes. And all I can see is positivity, and I see basically growth within the community, and I see real opportunities for our residents and residents on the eastern side of county in order to embark on initiatives that is going to improve their lives and basically their children's lives and grandchildren. So that's something that really makes me excited.
Now, there is a whole lot of optimism in there, and I love hearing that. Tony, I just want to ask you, sometimes the day-to-day work and getting so involved in issues of inequity and social injustice can be kind of overwhelming. Do you feel that sense of optimism cascading over you as well?
I do. We had a lot of opportunities to see the impact of the work that we do. And so though it's hard work and it can be challenging work and you have to fundraise to be able to provide the programs, it is rewarding work because you get to see the difference that you're making in the lives of children, adults, seniors. And when you hear those impact stories, when you see the difference you've made, it makes it all worthwhile.
I think we can all agree, still a lot of work to be done, but again, with that view from the optimistic lens.
Absolutely.
Thank you both so much for your time today. I appreciate you sharing the story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Ann Arbor YMCA President and CEO Tony Kayumi and Ypsilanti Township Trustee Monica Ross Williams on the first day of the United Way of Washtenaw County's 21-Day Equity Challenge. You too can participate, and to find all you need to know, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and we'll bring you more on the challenge in the weeks to come. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.